Hello everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. In the UK, the leading news story is that the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, is in trouble. And the question is, will he survive these coming weeks? Now, after our elections last week, it became clear that the Labour Party is not delivering very well for people here, as the Reform Party, that's Nigel Farage's party, made major gains and Labour lost a lot of seats. It was a little bit like watching a really bad horror movie. As Labour's traditional stronghold places disappeared and Reform started to really make its mark all across England. So, over the weekend and yesterday, a growing number of people have been saying that Keir Starmer should quit. Now, the latest is that 70 of his cabinet members, that's the people who support him, around 70 of them, that's still a minority though, are saying, look, you need to go. We don't know exactly if he will. I think what they're really saying is give us a timetable for your departure. Because, you know, you can't just unseat someone. Well, you can, but it wouldn't be very wise to do that when there's no obvious successor. Who wants the job of being Prime Minister? Well, I'm not too sure anyone does. But what would the next step be? Well, if he does agree to quit, probably he will stay on as a caretaker Prime Minister. And then during that time, of course, they'll start looking around to see who could take his place. It doesn't mean a general election. It doesn't mean that the opposition will come in and suddenly run the country. It's a much more fragile and gentle thing in this case. It's not always like that, but basically they need to appoint a new leader, and if they do that, it will take some time. So it's likely Keir Starmer would be around for quite some time yet in some kind of caretaking role. It all depends though. Yesterday, according to Keir Starmer, I am not leaving. I am not going. I will stay. I will protect the people. But of course, they always say that, don't they, before they quit or before they're removed or before they're told that they have to go. The interesting thing about this is that I know with the Conservative Party, that's the opposition to the government, they actually have a committee that can come in and simply remove you. I think if I remember correctly, that's the 1923 committee. It's some kind of mechanism through which prime ministers can be told to resign. They can appear. They were referred to as the men in grey suits. They just come and you know who they are when they're coming to knock on your door. They came from Margaret Thatcher. She was terrified of them. I don't think the Labour Party, our current government, as far as I'm aware, they don't have that kind of mechanism. Of course, there's still ways they can remove people, but I don't think it's in such a simple way. But anyway, the future all depends on Sir Keir Starmer actually saying and agreeing that he's going to quit. Now, the media has almost certainly decided that he's going to go. There's lots of news headlines today. Keir Starmer on the brink is the main one. On the brink is simply an idiomatic way. It's just a phrase we use to talk about something that's about to happen. It's on the brink. To be honest with you, our political system anyway has been on the brink of collapse for quite some years now. So everything seems to be kind of toppling over a little bit. So it's no surprise that Sir Keir Starmer is in this situation. The only thing that seems to be stable and continuing in Downing Street is actually the cat, Larry. And you can find lots of pictures of him. He has his own Facebook page, etc. He is the most permanent thing there right now, Larry the cat. But getting back to Sir Keir Starmer, we don't know. There's a meeting this morning, which supposedly is about the Middle East, but with 70 of his cabinets pushing him to resign, including some big names, it's hard to see how he can survive. And well, once the media turn against you, that's it. It's game over, as far as I can see. He has managed to get through a few things, though. I mean, the Epstein scandal, I guess we can call it, and his appointment of the ambassador to America, that was, I think, Mandelson, was it? Sir Peter Mandelson or Mendelssohn? He survived that, and a few other things as well, which have called into question his arrangements. So he is a man of survival, but this one, yeah, I'm not sure he's going to get out of this quite so easily. The Guardian is leading with Starmer's survival on the line. The independent cabinet ministers turn on the prime minister. The Daily Mirror, rebels turn on Starmer. The Daily Express, prime minister on the edge. So those are the main news headlines for today. Is this the end for Keir Starmer? Well, we'll have to wait and see. I'm Joseph McTaggart. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Remember to like and subscribe. Bye.